Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis here in Maseches Megillah. Very famous daf with very important discussions about Megillas Esther. Again, we're learning through Megillas Esther. That's how we will go till the end of the parak. And the Gemara began with a problem at the very beginning of Megillas Esther. Right? We begin with the first words of Megillas Esther. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. Hu Achashverosh. Hamalech mehodu vad kushev havesum mayamedina. Vayamim hohem. Kisheves hamelech Achashverosh. Al kisei malchuso. Asa mishteh. L'chol sarav avodav. Right? So, Pasuk, Mishnah Shalosh no malcho. Pasuk says two things. It says, in the third year of his rule, when he sat on his throne. If he's making a party for having sat on his throne, it's not the third year of his rule, it's the first year of his rule. So the Gemara explains, Kesheves doesn't mean when he sat on his throne. Kesheves means Kishenisyashva Dato. When he calmed down, what was he worried about? He was worried that the Jews were going to leave. Because the Navi had said that the Jews are going to go into exile for 70 years. And after 70 years, the Jews are going to be freed. So he was worried, the Jews are going to leave me. I'm going to lose Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world, if they don't know it physically, you know, openly, but their spirits feel it, as we saw earlier. Afagav dinu lo chazi, even though sometimes somebody doesn't see, mazalayu chazi, their spirit sees. And what they were certainly aware of was that the Jews are the source of the bracha. If you have Jews, then you have bracha in your country. If you don't have Jews, you don't have bracha. We saw it in many, many places. Those who are good to the Jews, they have a bracha. Those who aren't so good to the Jews, in the short term, they succeed, like Titus, but in the long term, they do not succeed. They have a big, big klala. So Achashverosh wanted the Jews to be stuck with him. He didn't want the Jews to leave. So when he figured that the 70 years were up, which he thought was his third year, that was already past the 70 years, so that's when he made the party. So Gemara said, but if that's really the case, that it's all based on these calculations, so what was the real answer? The real answer was 11 years later. Because it's really 70 years, not from when Bavel conquered the Jews for the first time, not from when Bavel exiled the Jews for the first time. It's from when there was the full destruction of Yerushalayim and the full exile of Tzidkiyahu and the Jews. So it's 11 years later. Well, Achashverosh ruled for 14 years, so you have 11 years with his 3 years. So he answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, the last line here of Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, the last five words, Shanim Mekutos Havu. Years are cut off. In other words, Balshatzar, he only ruled for part of a year. And then Koresh took over. So Koresh Balshatzar is not really 2 years, 1 year of Balshatzar and then another year of Koresh. It's all the same year. So there's a year missing. Tanya Melachi, now starting today's daf, we also learned in a Braisa this way. The Braisa of Seder Olam, of our history, says, V'ochana acheres leBavel. There was another year for Bavel, because Nebuchadnezzar ruled for part of a year. And Evil Merodach, his son, ruled for part of that same year. Amid Daryavish. So after Achashverosh, then you had his son Daryavish. So Vishlima, he had 1 year, which was to make up that year that's missing from the count. And then it was Taka, then it was really 70 years from when the destruction of Yerushalayim occurred. And Daryavish gives permission for the rebuilding of the second temple. Amar Rava, Rava said, Av Daniel ta'a b'hai chushbena. Daniel also made a mistake with this calculation. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, b'shnas achas l'malcho, in the first year of his rule of Daryavish, the son of Achashverosh, ani Daniel, I Daniel, binosi basfarim. I understood through all the books. I went through the scrolls, I went through the calculations, I figured it out. So apparently there had been a miscalculation, but now he figured it out. Made the comment binosi, since he said, I understood, implying that he had made a mistake before, now he comprehended. Asked the Gemara, Mikol Makom, but nevertheless, Kashu Kroyai Zadi, we have a problem of a contradiction in Psukim. On the one hand, Ksiv, on the one hand it says 70 years, Malos Lubavel, to fill up for Bavel. That sounds 70 years of the Babylonian, since the beginning of the Babylonian kingdom, or 70 years since the Babylonians interacted with the Jews and defeated Jehoiakim. Ksiv, on the other hand, the verse says, L'charvos Yerushalayim, 70 years from the ruins of Yerushalayim. Which sounds like it's a different date. It's 18 years later. The ruins of Yerushalayim. So Amar Rava, Rava answered, Babel, 70 years from the beginning of Babel, is Lefkida Ba'alma. It's just for the Jews to be remembered. So remember, in the 70th year, you have Balshazzar's party. He gets killed that night, and Koresh takes over. Right when Koresh took over, Koresh remembers the Jews. And he tells the Jews that they can go back to Israel, and they can start the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then, as we all know, the people that are there are upset. The people who were living there till that point, not dissimilar to what's going on, you know, in the last 100 years for the Jewish people. And they send letters to protest, and Atar Hashasta, namely Achashverosh, he accepts their protests. And he says, no, stop. Stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash. I once read a book of Michael Oren. He wrote a book about the U.S.-Israel relationship. And it really goes back almost 200 years about different Americans who were excited about the idea of Jews moving back to the land of Israel and rebuilding a Jewish commonwealth. He even discovered that an ancestor of President Bush, whose name was also George Bush, was a professor at New York University, and he wrote a book called The Vision of the Dry Bones about Yechezkel chapter 38, where, as we all know, in chapter 38, Yechezkel is taken out into a valley, and he sees dry bones, and God asks him, what do you see here? Do you see life? He says, no, I see dry bones. Tell them. He said, well, talk to them. And how can I talk to dry bones? God said, no, you talk to them. And Yechezkel talks to them, and they all suddenly come back to life, and they start marching to Yerushalayim. And God says, the same way these people are walking to Yerushalayim, the Jewish people are going to come back to life. They're going to come back to Yerushalayim. There's going to be another ruler in Yerushalayim. So he said, America has a mission to help the dry bones of the Jews come back to Yerushalayim. And if the Jews will come back to Yerushalayim and again be rulers in Yerushalayim, there'll be good things for America too. This is what George Bush's ancestor, professor of biblical Hebrew at NYU back in the mid-19th century. So that's one of these little facts there. So in these little factoids, he tells the famous story about how President Truman went against Secretary of State Marshall to support the creation of a Jewish state. He said that after Truman left office, so Truman was from Missouri, so the UJA, the United Jewish Appeal of Missouri, made a dinner. And at the dinner, they honored Truman and thanked him for having created a Jewish state. And one of the speakers got up and said, not since the times of Cyrus, Koresh, have we had such a wonderful leader who has the vision that the Jews should go back to the land of Israel. And Truman, he said, what do you mean, not since the times of Cyrus? I am Cyrus. I am Koresh. I'm Cyrus. I did it. So that's what Koresh does. So Koresh, he said the Jews can go and have a state or have, you know, start rebuilding. But then he stops it right away. You go, but no, now take a break. Achashverosh stops it. The kingdom stops it. So Lepkida Ba'alma, that initial remembering, that was 70 years since Bavel. But the actual building, right, that already takes later. That's what the Pasuk says about Koresh. Koamar Koresh Melech Paras. So said Koresh, the king of Persia. Kalmam Lachos, Arath Nasan Li Hashem. Elokei Ashamayim, all the kingdoms of the earth, Hashem, the God of the heavens, has given to me. V'hu pakad alai, livnos lo bayis b'Yerushalayim. He commanded me to build for him a home in Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman of Chizda. Rav Nachman of Chizda interpreted the Pasuk. My decree, what's meaning of the following verse? Kol Marasham l'mishicha l'koresh. So says Hashem to his anointed to Koresh, Asher zakti b'yemino, that I've held his right hand. I didn't say v'chi Koresh Mashiach haya, was Koresh, was Cyrus anointed with the anointing oil. Ela amal yakadosh baruch hu l'mashiach. Rather, it's two different people Hashem is talking to. Komar Hashem l'mashicho, so said Hashem to Mashiach, and so said Hashem to Koresh. Hashem says to Mashiach, kovel ani l'cha al Koresh, I am complaining to you. I'm upset with Koresh. Ani amarti hu yivnei beisi. I said he should build my home. Be a kavitz kol yosai and bring together my exiles. Who Amar, and he said, "Mi bachem kol amo, who amongst you from all of his nation?" Vayah, let him go up, but he himself didn't actively build the Beis Hamikdash. Chel parasum adai aparzimim. So then, going back to the psukim of Megillas Esther, Achashverosh makes a party And at this party, there's Chel, Paras, and Madai, the arm, the soldiers of Paras and Madai, Hapar Tzemim, the governors. But it says at the end of the Megillah, Lemalche Madai Uparas, to the kings from Madai and Persia. So, Amar Rava, Rava said, Isnu Yasnu Badai. There was a coalition between the Persians and the Medians, and they said like this, Iminan Malki, if from us will be the kings, from you guys will be the governors. And if from you there'll be kings, from us will be the governors. When he was showing the honor and the wealth of his kingdom, explain. Achashverosh at his party took the garments of the Kohen Gadol. He wore the 8 garments. Sevachas says over here, Ves Yikar Teferes Dulaso, is showing off the honor of the glory of his honor, his greatness. Sevachas, it says over there, Vasisa Bigde Kodesh La'aron Ulchicha, make holy garments for Aaron your brother, L'chavod Ulteferes, for honor and for glory. Uvimlosa Yamima Hela, and after the 180-day party, after the 6 months of drinking, another party, 7 days for the people of Shushan. Here again we have an argument between Rav and Shmuel, which we've had before. Similar arguments. Rav and Shmuel argued about this. Chadam HaMelech Pikeachaya. One said he was a very wise king. Chadam and one said Melech Tipeshaya. He was a very foolish king. Chadam HaMelech Pikeachaya. The one who says he was a wise king. Shapir Ovid. This is brilliant. He's doing well. Dekar V'chika B'resha. First, he brings close and entertains those who are far. The Bnei Maaseh, because the people of his own town claim as the Bnei Faislu. Whenever he wants to, he can mollify them. The one who says he's a fool. First, he should solidify his political base. It's foolish to betray the political base. Because the other people, these are new people for you, right? Maybe they'll like you, maybe not. But they might rebel. If they rebel and you've lost your base, then where do you go? So first, he should have brought close the people of his town. Because if these people who are far away, don't know him, aren't as close to him, if they rebel, these people would stay with him. But if he doesn't keep these people close, what a disaster. The students asked Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, why were the enemies of the Jews of that generation? In other words, why were the Jews of that generation deserving of destruction? He said to them, right? Because the Jews had a decree that they were going to be wiped out. They were deserving of that, apparently. And it was saved because of the prayers. But why did we deserve such a fright in the first place? Amalahem, Rabbi Shimon Yochai said back to his students, Imratem, why don't you tell me? Amalah, they said to me, Pnei Shenan, Misudas, Asoshal, Asla, Rasha. Because the Jews enjoyed the meal of that wicked person. They enjoyed the meal of that wicked person. Him Cain, if so, he said back to them, the Jews of Shushan who went to that meal, they're the ones who should have been having the decree. The rest of the Jews should not have had the decree against them. So they said to him, you tell us. He said to them, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar built a big statue of gold, and he put it up in a valley, and he tells everybody, you have to bow to my statue, otherwise I'm throwing you into a fiery furnace. And most of the Jews bowed. It was only Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah who refused to bow. So because all the Jews bowed, they really were deserving of destruction. And that's why there was this decree to wipe them out. So I heard many times from my teacher, Rav Moshe Wolfson, the Gemara then says, Amulo, the student said to Rav Shimon Yochai, V'chimasu panam yesh badavar. How could God have forgiven such a thing? Amalahem, so he said to them, Hemlo also el lefanim. They only did it, you know, externally. They pretended to be loyal to the statue to bow to it. Avakadosh Baruch Hu lasimani el lefanim. So Hashem also only did with them this decree, only seemingly, right? There was a decree, but they weren't actually wiped out. And the chiv, as the verse says, Kilo yinami libo. He did something that he didn't want to do, so therefore he doesn't have to deserve such a terrible punishment. It wasn't that he wanted this. It wasn't wholehearted. It was forced onto him. So I heard from my teacher, Rav Moshe Wolfson, he said, you know, it's a very strange Gemara. You talk about idolatry. So idolatry, okay, it's Yeharig Val Yavor, a person's supposed to die before they worship idols. Okay, if they didn't do that, they deserve a terrible punishment. It's the first of the 10 commandments, accept God your Lord. So to worship idols and insult God is a terrible sin. But to go to the meal of that Russia, it was a meal, they were forced to go. They couldn't say no to the king. And as we see, we're going to see in the Gemara, Lassos Kirtonish Ve'ish, the king actually had kosher food there. You had Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai was involved in the meal. So what was the terrible thing about this meal? So horrible. So he quoted the author of the L'cha Dodi, of Shlomo Alkabetz, who has a sefer on Megillas Esther called Manos Halevi. And Shlomo Alkabetz explains that, as we learned yesterday, Achashverosh made his party to celebrate that the Jews are not going to be redeemed. He was celebrating that the Jews, their 70 years are up, they haven't gotten out, they're not going to be redeemed. So to go to such a party, to say, yes, we're happy not to be redeemed, that's very, very insulting to the Almighty. It's a betrayal of belief in redemption. And maybe that was the sin of this statue too. The statue was not the sin of idolatry. But if you look in the Navi Daniel begins with Nebuchadnezzar having a dream of seeing a statue with the head of gold and the arms of silver and the chest of copper and legs of bronze. And then there's a stone that knocks over the statue. And that's a vision of history. The head of gold, Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, is you, the Babylonians. The arms of silver are the Persians. You're going to come next. The body of copper is the Greeks. The legs of bronze are the Romans. And the stone is David HaMelech. Think of David HaMelech with the slingshot. It's Mashiach who's going to knock over these kingdoms. And Mashiach is going to be the ultimate ruler. And the non-Jews are going to lose their, you know, governmental authority. Mashiach's going to be the king. So what does Nebuchadnezzar do next? He's worried. He says, am I going to be killed? So Daniel says, no, it's going to come later. This is way in the future, the stone. So Nebuchadnezzar then builds a statue where the whole thing is gold. If he builds a statue where the whole thing is gold, what is he saying? He's saying, there's not going to be Persians after me, and then Greeks after them, and then Romans after them, and then Mashiach. Only me. So long live Nebuchadnezzar. So the bowing down to the statue was really not Avodah Zarah. The bowing down to the statue was just to declare that long live the Nebuchadnezzar. It was a betrayal of Geula. It was a betrayal of Yerushalayim. So that, because it was a betrayal of Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. Even though it's not Avodah Zarah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us always to be Anshei Yerushalayim, people of Yerushalayim, people who love Yerushalayim, people who have hope for the Geula, who anticipate the Geula, who pray for the Geula, and therefore they deserve destruction, but they did it only on the externals. The internals, they still were loyal to Yerushalayim. And therefore, ultimately, they were saved. Okay, now continuing further at the two dots, more psukim in Megillas Esther. It says he makes this party, Bachatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech. So there are three different words here. Chatzar is a courtyard, a Ginas is a garden, a Gina, and Bitan is a palace. So where was it? Was the party in the palace? Was it in the garden? Was it in the courtyard? Again, we have an argument between Rav and Shmuel. Chadamar once said, Haroi Lachatzar Lachatzar, those who deserve to be in a courtyard were in the courtyard. Haroi Lagina Lagina, those who deserve to be in the garden were in the garden. Haroi Labisan, those who deserve to be in the palace, Labisan were in the palace. The Chadamar once said, no, Hoshivan Bechatzar, he put them in the courtyard, Velo Yechzikasan, it couldn't hold them. The Gina, then he put them in the garden, also Velo Yechzikasan, it couldn't hold them. Hachich Nisan Lebesan, Bitsan, until he put them in the palace, the Yechzikasan, and that held them. Vemas Nisan, Tanu, and then the Braisa. Hoshivan Bechatzar, he put them in the courtyard, the Pasach Lem Shnei Psachim, and he opened up two entrances. Achas Legina, Achas Lebitsan, one to the garden and one to the palace. Then it says, Chur, Karpas, and Tcheles. What are these things? My Chur. Rav Amar Chari Chari, fine needlework. Shmuel Amar Milas Levana, white wool. He'd see a land that he put underneath them for them to have comfortable seating. Karpas, Amar Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Karim Shul Pasim, pillows of stripes, of wool. Al Galilei Chesef Amudei Sheish, on rolls of silver and pillars of marble. Mitos of Achesef. You know, beds, they used to eat on beds and have a little table in front of them. They would recline, so beds of gold and silver. Anyone in a bride's review, Dom Rabbi, to explain that Roy Lakasif, those who deserve silver beds, Lakasif were on silver beds. Roy Lazav, those who deserve gold beds, were on Zav on gold beds. I'm Lurban Nechemin Nechemin, said Rabbi Yehuda, Imkain, if so, Atamato Kinem Besuda, you're going to create resentment and jealousy at the party. Elohim Shul Kasif, rather the beds themselves were of silver, Raglan Shul Zav, and the legs were of gold. Bat Vashesh. And Rav Asri Basi explained, Bat Vashesh means that the floor was avanim, was with stone, shemeschot dosal ba'alein, that their owners have to put in tremendous effort to acquire. V'chinomens, the verse says, Avnei Nezer, you know, crown stones, misnosos, alad maso, that you have to have many challenges on his land, a lot of challenges to acquire these stones. V'darvis ocharis, Rav Amar Dari Dari, Rav said darvis ocharis means that there were rows and rows of precious stones on the floor. So like rows and rows of pearls. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Evan Tova Yesh Bekarche Ayam, there's a special stone in the islands over the sea. Dara Shma, it's called Dara. Hoshiva Ben Sasuda, he put it in the middle of the meal. Umehir Lehem Katsaraim, it illuminated the whole room like the afternoon. I guess a radioactive stone of some sort. Today, Rabbi Shmuel, Tan in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught, Dara Sochare, Shakar Dara Lechol Bali Schora. He took away the taxes. He said, no sales tax. Anybody who is buying and selling, you don't have to pay taxes. No import taxes, no sales taxes, no taxes on the businesses. Everybody was happy. Hashkos b'chlei zahav, and he had them drink in golden goblets for kelim b'kelim shonim, and all sorts of strange goblets. And asks the Gemara, the word strange should be mishunim b'alei, right? All sorts of unusual goblets. So Amarav Rav explained, Yatzabaskol v'amra lahem. A voice came out of heaven and said, so these people at this party, we shown him, kalum ipnei kalim. The earlier ones, Baal Shatzer and his group, were all wiped out because they used the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. V'atim shonim b'hem, and you're repeating that sin? V'yein malchus rav. And there was a lot of wine. Amar Rav, Rav explained, Malami, that teaches you, shekal echad v'echad, each person, yishko yayin, right? Yein malchus, the wine of the king was rav, was older. He gave him wine, shekal v'lemen v'shonim, that was older than the person. Hashtia chadas, the drinking was like the religion. My chadas, what do you mean like the religion? Amar Reb Chanan, Mishum Reb Meir, Kedash Shel Torah. What's going on at this party? It's like the way of the Torah. Madash Shel Torah, Chilam Reb Mishtia. Just like in the way of the Torah. The Mizbeach eats more than it drinks. Apesudas Shel Torah, so too in the meal of that wicked person. Achilam Reb Mishtia, the eating was even more than the drinking. Right? When you offer a bull, so it's a whole animal that gets, a bull that's an ola, the whole animal goes on the Mizbeach. Much more eating than the drinking. Ain't no nays, no one was forced. Some Rebelezer, Blezer explained, Malamit Shkolechad Viechad, Ishko, Miyamin Dinasu, each person he gave him to drink from the wine of his own country. Lasos Kritzon Ishvi is to do like the will of each person. Amar Rav, Rav explained there was an order in the party. Lasos Kritzon Mordechai, to do as the will of Mordechai, Vahaman like the will of Haman. Mordechai, the Chsiv, Mordechai, it says about him, Ish Yehudi. And Haman, it says about him, Ish Sarvo Yev, so to fulfill the wills of Mordechai and Haman. They were both working the party. Vashti, the queen, also made a party for the women in the palace. What do you mean in the palace? Based on Ashmi Baile, she should be making the party in the women's home. Amarav Rav explained Shneim Ledvar Avir Niskavnu. They wanted a co-ed party. They both wanted promiscuity. They both wanted relations between men and women. People say, Yu Bakari, he was with the big squash. It's a bibutzina, and his wife was with the small squashes. Yom HaShvi on the seventh day, Ketov Leva Melech Bayayim, when the king's heart was good with all the wine. Amar, he said, Ad Ashta, Atu, asked Amar, till now, Ad Ashta, Lo Tav, Leva B'chamri, his heart wasn't good with the wine. Amar, Rav, Rav explained, Yom HaShvi, the seventh day was Shabbos Hayah, that was Shabbos. Shai Yisrael, Ochlem V'shotin, Jews eat and they drink wine. So what happens when the Jews drink on Shabbos? Matkilim B'divrei Torah, they start saying over Divrei Torah. Or B'divrei Tishbachos, and words of praises to Hashem Yisbarach. But when non-Jews eat and drink, what do they talk about? Women. They talk about znus. That's what happened at the meal of that wicked person. Namely, the Medians would say, the Median women are the most beautiful. It was a Miss Universe contest. These people were saying, the Persian women are the most beautiful. The Persians said their women are the most beautiful. Avlan Achashverosh, Achashverosh said a very coarse thing. Kli shani mishtamish bo, the tool that I use. Ein lo madiv lo parsi, it's not Median, it's not Persian, lo kazi, it's Babylonian. Ritzon chum leros, do you want to see it? Amru lo, they said, yeah, we want to see her. Ubovach tearum, but as long as she's naked. Shebemida sadam ode bamadun lo, because Hashem measures back to a person with the same measuring sticks that that person uses against others. And this is what a punishment, this is the punishment she deserved, measure for measure. Malamit Shaisa Vashti Risham of Yibnos Yisrael. Because Vashti the wicked used to bring Jewish girls Umavshita narumos, and she used to strip them naked. Vosa b'hem melacha b'shabbos, and she makes them work and do melacha on Shabbos. And the tchiv, as the pasuk says, achra dvar meila, after these things. Kishocha melacha chashverosh, when Achashverosh's anger, kishocha masa melacha chashverosh, when Achashverosh's anger receded. Zachar es Vashti v'esa shir asasa, you remember Vashti, what she had done, v'esa shenigzor leh, what was decreed against her. Kishem sha'asta, the same way as she did, kach nigzor leh, that was decreed against her. Vatimayin ha'malka Vashti, and Vashti the queen refused to come. Michti, let's take a look, pitzti avoy, she was a very promiscuous woman, Damar Mar, as you've said. They're both intending to do Averos. My time alo asai, why wouldn't she come? She became filled with tzara'as. So she didn't want to come looking ugly. The Masnisa Tana and the Braisa was taught, by Gavriel, the angel Gavriel came, he made for her tail. So she didn't want to come looking subhuman. Right, Sofa Melech Ma'od, the king gets very angry. Ask Lamar, my dog will be kulihai, why is he so angry? I'm a Rav. Rav explained Shalchalei because she sent him an insulting message. She said, "Baruch Horaya Da'aba, the stable master of the horses of my father Balshetzer." That's what you were. You were the stable master of the of my father Balshetzer. Abba, my father. L'kabel Alfei Chamra Shasi. My father Balshetzer, the king, he could drink what 1,000 people could drink. The low Rav, you need to become drunk. Ahu Gavra, and you stable man, Ishtati Bachamre, you get drunk with your wine. So that he was very upset about. She reminded him of where he had come from. Yad, immediately Vachama Soba Ravo, his rage was burning inside of him. So what happens, Vayomer Melech, Lachachamim Yodei Oitim? The king says to the wise men who know the times, Man Chachamim. Who are the wise men he approaches? Rabbanan, these are the Jewish rabbis. Yodei itmu, know the time. Shiodin la'aber shana l'kvua chadashim. They know how to add to a month or to add to a year, another month. Amru, he said to them, Dainu ali, judge her on my behalf. Amru, they said, Hei chinevid, what are we supposed to do? Namele katla, to tell him to kill her. L'macha pasak lechami, tomorrow his wine is going to be out of him. Ubay laminan, he's going to ask, he's going to demand her back from us. He's going to say to us, give her back to me. Name of Lashavka to say to him, just leave her be. Come as Azal of Malchusa. So then that is disgracing the kingdom. So Amru, they said, Amru Lo, they said to him, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash V'Galinu Me'Atzeinu, ever since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and we've been exiled from our land, Nitlei Tzomimenu, we don't have any good advice. Einonu Yodom Lo Nidin Nefashos, we don't know how to judge matters of life and death. We're in exile. We're wandering here, there. We're not settled. Zil agabe amanumov. Go to the wise people of Jordan, of Saudi Arabia, of Yemen, of Ammon and Moab. The Yasubi Zuchtaya, they're still sitting in their place. Kechama the Yasub Adurdaya, like wine that's sitting on its sediments. It's not being poured from vessel to vessel. So they can sit in one place. They can sit, they're still thinking clearly. Let them decide. The truth is, with time Amrle, what they were saying is very correct. The pasuk says, "Shanan Moav min Urav." Moav is tranquil from his youth, v'shoketu al shmarav, and he is sitting quietly on his sediments. V'lohurav b'kliokli, he was not poured from vessel to vessel. V'agola lo alach, he didn't go into exile. Okay, namat tamal bo. That's why his reasoning is still with him. V'reichol namar, and his smell is not dissipated. Miyatzu immediately. V'akorav elav, those close to him are kashna sheiser ad maser and sarshish. Amr Blavi Blazi said, "Kol pasuk zel shem karbanos namar." This pasuk is not just referring to the names of the close advisors of Achashverosh, but it's referring to what the angels tell Hashem in heaven. The angels tell Hashem, the Jewish people offer karbanos. So because the Jewish people offer karbanos, Almighty, you should kill Vashti and set up Esther to become the queen to save the Jews. Karshana, Amo Malachi Ashares, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Klumi Kribu Lefanecha, Karmenei Shana Kederech Shekribu Yisrael Lefanecha. Did they bring the Karim B'nei Shana the way the Jews brought them? Sheisar, klum ikrivu l'fanecha shtei torim. Did they bring before you the two sheep? Admasa, klum banu l'fanecha mazbeach adama. Did they build before you an altar of dirt? Tarshish, klum shimshu l'fanecha b'bigdei kuhuna d'chsibu tarshishon v'yashvei. Did they serve you while wearing the garments of the Kohen Gadol? One of the garments of the Kohen Gadol is the breastplate, of which you have stones of Tarshish, Shoham, and Yashvei stones. Meres, klumirsu, b'dam l'fanecha. Did they ever stir blood the way the Jews did on Yom Kippur. Marsana, Klum Yirsu, B'Menachos Lefanecha, did they ever stir the oil and the flour of Menachos before you? Yom Memucha, Klum Echinu Shulchan Lefanecha, did they ever prepare a table before you? Yom Memucha, and Memucha said, Tanu Dina Braisa, Memucha Zeh Haman. Why is he called Memuchan? Shemuchan lePuranos, that he is prepared for a disaster. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said from this story, from the Pashup Shat, it's seven advisors, and the seventh is Memuchan. But he's the one who says, Achashverosh, Vashti has offended all the men and hurt all the men of the kingdom. That is, he's the one who jumps up to speak first as a sign, Shehed Yod Kofitz Barosh. It's always the smallest who jumps to speak first. The guy who's running to speak first is because he has the least understanding. So he has the opinions right away. He has the answers right away. The wise people are deliberate. They're thoughtful. They think things through. So Achashverosh agrees to Memuchan. He kills Vashti and he sends out letters saying that every man has to be a ruler in his home. Amar Rav, Rav said, Mali Igris, we shown us, if not for these first letters, there would have been nothing left from the Jewish people. Because when Achashverosh sends out the second letters, he sends out that the people should wait 12 months and in 12 months kill all the Jews. But people didn't trust Achashverosh because they saw he was such a fool. Because they said he sent out letters telling us that the husband should be in charge. Of course husbands are in charge. How could you have a situation where husbands are not in charge? So they said, he's such a fool, maybe he's going to change his mind. If they didn't know that he's a fool, then they would have taken the letters and said, why do we wait 12 months? Let's kill the Jews now. None of the Jews would have been left. They would have killed us right away. I mean, what did they say when they saw the first letters? They said, my high, what's this idiotic thing, the shuttle that he sends to us? Leos Kalisha, everybody so. Every man should be a ruler in his home. Shita, obviously. Afilu Karacha, even the lowest of the lows. Like a weaver. They say in his home, Pardishchala Havi, he's going to be a governor. In his home, he's a little ruler. So that's an idiotic thing to say. Every man should be the ruler in the home. Of course, that's the case. So when they saw that Achashverosh was a fool, they didn't trust his subsequent decrees, and therefore they didn't rush to fulfill it. They waited till it would actually happen. In fact, he did reverse his mind a couple months later. So then Achashverosh is upset that he doesn't have a wife, and he's depressed. And so his young people give him advice. He should make a big beauty contest, gather all the beautiful women, have relations with all of them, and then the one he wants, keep, and the rest, just keep them there. The king appoints governors, he appoints officers to grab the beautiful women and bring them to Shushan. Amar Rav, Rav said, my dechti, what's the meaning of the verse? Kol arum yase b'das. Any cunning, wise person will do with wisdom. Ksil and the fool, Yifros Yivelis, will spread out his foolishness. Kol arum yase b'das, that David, that's reference to David HaMelech, the Siddur that says, Vayomru lo avadav, as the servant said to him, Yivakshu l'adoni HaMelech na'ara b'sula. They should seek out for my master, the king, a young girl. Commander Havale Brate, right? They were just going to look for one girl. It ends up being Avishag. Just one girl to comfort David, and he can't be warm in his old age. So any person who had a daughter, Isenili, wanted to bring her to him, maybe that girl will be the one who merits to marry the king. And there's no downside to it, because if she's not, she's just going to be let go. She'll go back home, right? It's just to find one. Uksil Yifrasi Velas, but the fool who puts out his foolishness is Achashverosh. Who says, bring all the girls to me, not let them, let anyone who wants to should come, but he's saying, I'm going to bring them, and I'm going to rape, you know, thousands and thousands of women. Yeah. It says, and the king appoints ministers. Commander Havale Baratin, who had a daughter, Itmiremine, was hiding her from him. But one daughter was found, one young woman was found, that was Esther. So the Megillah introduces Esther by saying, Ish Yehudi Ayav Shushan Abira. There was a Jewish man in Shushan Abira, a man from Yehuda. Ushmo, his name was Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish. Yishimini. So my Kamar. So what's this Pasuk saying? And it says, Ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish. Ili Yehusakasi, if it's trying to tell us his Yichus, Liyasiv Azlai ben Yamin. Right? So why do you say Ishimini, a person from Ben Yamin, go all the way up to Ben Yamin? Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, and whoever his father was. Elamai Shnahani, why are these the ones listed? So answer the Gemara, Tanu Tana Braisa, Kulon Al Shmo Nikro. Really, these are names that are describing Mordechai. Ben Yair is a child, Shehir and him, Shul Yisrael, B'Tfilaso. He illuminated the eyes of Israel through his prayers. Ben Shimi, Ben Shishama, Al Tfilaso, the son who Hashem listened to his prayers. Ben Kish, Yikishal Shari Rachmim, that he knocked on the gates of mercy. Krile Ish Yehudi, now he's called Ish Yehudi. Am Shevet Yehuda Kasi, it means he comes from the tribe of Yehuda. The Krile Ishimini, but he's also called Ishimini. Am Binyamin Kasi, that means he comes from Binyamin. Sam Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchter Bini Musohaya, Mordechai had a lot of wonderful names. One of his nice qualities is that he was a royal person. He was called Ish Yehudi, but he's really from Binyamin. I'm Rabbi Barchan, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Avim Binyamin, Vim Yehuda. He's both from Yehuda and from Binyamin, because his father was from Binyamin, but his mother was from Yehuda. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan say, Mordechai is from Binyamin, but Mishpachos, Mizgar Zubazu. Families used to compete with each other. Each one claimed credit for Mordechai at Tzadik. Mishpachos, Yehuda Meres, and Agarmi Mishalad Mordechai. The family of Yehuda would say, I'm the one who caused that Mordechai was born, so I deserve the credit for Mordechai. Lokata David Shimi ben Geira. Because when David HaMelech was running out and Shimi ben Geira is cursing him, David doesn't curse Shimi ben Geira. So I'm the one who causes Mordechai. Mishpachos Binyamin Amram, the family of Binyamin said, no, Inai Kasi, he comes from me because he comes from Binyamin. Rav Amar Rav said, Knesset Yisrael Amra, the Jewish people said, Leidach Gisa, on the other side of competition. Ruma Asali Yehudi, look at what Yehuda did to me. Ruma Shilom Yemini, and what misfortune Binyamin did to me. Asali Yehuda, what Yehuda did to me. The Lokat the David Shimi. David should have killed Shimi. David was the king, and Shimi's cursing him. Mori B'malchus, he should be killed. And the fact that he didn't kill him was such a terrible thing, because that was a bad thing. Asal Binyamin Mordechai. Out of that came Mordechai. Mordechai was also disrespectful. Mordechai didn't bow to Haman. Because he didn't bow, we got into trouble. The Mikti Bei Haman. Haman gets angry with him, and because Haman's upset with him, we all have to die. And also what was done to me by Binyamin, it's their fault too. God told Shaul to kill all the people of Amalek. Shaul didn't kill Agag. And Haman, out of that was born Haman, the Mitzar of Israel, who causes pain to the Jewish people. Okay, but Hashem will start up here with Rabbi Yochanan tomorrow.